For E, update from superintendent of Greensboro Public Schools on plan for the school sports field upgrades.
So this has been a very hot topic, so to speak. I presented to the Board of Finance a couple of months ago. We did a request for proposal that was approved by the Board of Education in the ad hoc multi-purpose field committee. We did get a comprehensive proposal from CPH. Al Carpenter is the architectural and engineering representative of a master plan that has two phases. The first prioritizes the Griswold High School Recolian Stadium multi-purpose field for girls soccer, boys soccer, girls lacrosse, boys lacrosse, football, girls track and field, boys track and field. And what the study would look like to get the necessary information before we actually engage in the project. Al Carpenter and CPH being highly recommended from Ledger Public Schools, Homeland Public Schools, and Canterbury Public Schools. He has done work throughout the region. The study is at a price tag of $30,000 for this phase of the particular study. And they work very closely with Turf, Field Turf, which is on a non-bid list for Connecticut Public Schools. I have added this agenda, this particular request to our capital committee request. I know it's late. However, there's great enthusiasm, and I can just from speaking with parents involved and board members, there's folks that wish we had started this year ago. So I'm happy to answer any questions the board has. That is the funding pathway to secure it on the capital committee on the board side. I know I'm speaking for a number of individuals. They'd like nothing more than an appropriation to happen sooner than later. So if the board has another suggestion, I'm happy to pursue it and support the district and the town as best as I can.
Okay, anyone would like to ask any questions to start? So I have a question. So how long will it take for them to produce that?
So this work involves, they do a reconnaissance of the field. They work with planning and zoning. They will do a presentation to the Board of Finance, the Board of Ed, different committees in town. It's all the antecedent work that's necessary to be done before you actually engage in field turf and have the major multi-million dollar project done. It makes a lot of sense in talking to other towns. You want to make sure that everything is lined up before you engage in this kind of work and submit it from the town. And so the timeline, Alex, I don't exactly have it.
Right.
The goal is to get this done as soon as possible,
right,
so that we can get the information necessary to make an informed decision about next steps.
And that'll give us a concrete price as well, or?
It'll give you a concrete price rather than something that's just out there.
Right.
You've been on the committee, we talked about the $3 million budget proposal from Field Turf, which wasn't anchored to anything specific, because they didn't come and study our fields and grounds and facilities.
So this study costs how much?
It's $30,000.
Any comments, questions? So as far as appropriations, our hands are, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Board of Finance, but our hands are tied as far as appropriation, giving you an appropriations over $20,000, correct? So we wouldn't be able to just fund the $30,000. That being said, in my opinion, completely my own opinion, I think I would love to see it in the capital budget. I can't think of a faster way for it to happen.
I did provide an addition that the board voted on, the Board of Ed, and it is in our capital a proposal as a priority.
Okay, great.
Eric, is it 20 or is it 49,999 before we have to go?
I thought it was
20 is for town meeting. And 50 is referendum.
Oh, so that's at a town meeting.
Unless you were to fund it out of the unassigned capital non-recurring balance, you would have the authority to do that if you so wish.
How much money do we have there?
I believe it's $147,000.
And that's considered part of the undesignated fund, or just?
No, it's part of the capital non-recurring fund. It's not part of the general fund.
Really? So that's got no. Okay, so that's a completely separate.
Yeah, and we usually keep some money in it. Usually, what we do is close out capital projects and any excess that hasn't been spent, we put back in there. And it's really good to have just for when emergencies come up.
Absolutely, yeah.
For instance, one thing that just happened, one of the fire trucks for Griswold had a transmission issue. They're trying to see if the insurance will cover it, but not really sure yet. So he said it's probably going to be about $25,000 to fix. So that may be something that comes before you to, and I would suggest spending it.
Right,
that money. But that's why it's there for when big issues come up, we can take care of them without having to go out to a town meeting and referendum.
And it's specifically for non-recurring type expenses, which this appears to be.
Yeah.
Well, I'll throw it out there. How do you people feel about that? How does everyone feel with that?
This fund, is this primarily for emergency type things like this? And I mean, this isn't an emergency.
Well, it's not an emergency.
It's typically what that unassigned money is used for.
Do you have any sense that we're going to be getting any, well, we know it's hard to say when money goes back in, right? It's kind of a hit or miss. Or
yeah, it all depends on how much the final cost of projects come in at.
Okay, Dan, you'd be in favor of it?
I'd be in favor because I think we need to know what this project all in is going to cost us. Like when we do the road study, how much is that going to cost us? What's the condition of the roads? What's the condition of the athletic fields on the campus? It's a great asset that the town has that we have a lot of money sunk into over the years, so I think it's probably the right course to take so we know what we're up against for the years to come.
I agree. I'm with you.
I think the unknown could cost us more in time and money than using this now, and I think that regardless of whether you're in favor of the project or not, we need to know how much the end cost would be.
I agree completely. Okay. That being said, does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to fund $30,000 out of the capital non-recurring fund for the purpose of what are you officially naming it, Sean?
Griswold High School Stadium Multipurpose Field Master Plan.
Before you get all into that, though, you're going to have to add it under any other business. Because the agenda item was just update.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have to add it under any other business.
All right, so you want to rescind it?
Yeah, I don't think I finished, but I'll rescind it. So.
Okay. Appreciate that, Eric. We're going to revisit that here shortly. Okay, thank you very much.